We're back with everybody's favorite game. It's Fact or Fiction time right here on Giants.com. Today's victim is Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk, and I dish out the punishment. Here we go. Statement number one. Saquon Barkley will total 1,800 yards from scrimmage this year. Higher or lower? What do you think?
I'm going to go with fiction here. I don't think he's going to get to 1,800. It's a good number, John, because he could easily get to 1,000 yards on the ground. So the mystery is, how many yards can he pile up as a receiver? Yeah. And I think Saquon Barkley could very well get a lot of receptions. I just don't know if the numbers in the receiving game are going to be massive. So I could see him getting more towards 1,500 than potentially 1,800 on the season.
Yeah, I think between 1,100 and 1,200 on the ground and between 600 and 700 through the air, which puts you right around the 1,800 mark. So I think it's going to be a close one. Second statement, the Giants will play two tight ends at the same time on the field, more so than they did last year. And that, for the folks out there, is 12 personnel, which means one running back and two tight ends along with two wide receivers.
I'm going to go fact here. I think the number will increase, John. You look at Evan Engram. You look at Rhett Ellison, who's on the roster, who, by the way, was with Pat Shurmur in Minnesota when Shurmur was the tight ends coach. And here's another name. Kyle Carter is another tight end who has ties to Minnesota. So the reason I bring that up, John, is there's familiarity with the coaching staff for some of these positional players, specifically the tight ends. Therefore, I think they'll feel comfortable throwing them out there, and I could see both of those players being utilized, especially since Engram's the guy you want running routes, and Ellison and Carter could easily be guys you use on the line as an additional offensive lineman.
Remember, they can also use Rhett Ellison in the backfield as a fullback as well. Still counts as the tight end. So a lot of interesting options for Pat Shurmur this year. That's Fact or Fiction. We'll see you next time.